We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, loyal viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 61 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor, and Ciudad Della, Ciudad Tanal, Channel 31, and Aso Parabolica, Tunal Cable Company. In Boyaca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleunidos and Channel 55 on Lite Mar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33. Urbanacion 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanu. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on Ateuba La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Bayeme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tepiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAR. In Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. And Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. And Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouay on Medium Network Service, MNS, and Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolian, Hove Province, Channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Iridanet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tinger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Sukhothur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhund Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzur, Kanul District, Channel 25 on Kimori Cable TV. In Holtush on 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sunshine City in Donohout Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 95 on Yongja Lua Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Minchong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tungtai Cable TV. And in Chai County, Channel 97 on Guoshung Cable TV. And in Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Chai City, Channel 97 on CYC-CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Toliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yunchan Township on Daikan Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Spain helps Afghan farmers plant pistachio trees. In animal news, a loving rabbit gives encouragement to children in an Israeli hospital. In veg news, chefs from Formosa or Taiwan and China meet to discuss the importance of providing pure plant-based ingredients. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 11th, is the birthday of esteemed Iranian actress Meshore Agdashloo, born in Tehran. An acclaimed actress in her homeland in the 1970s, later in the United States, she started a traveling theater troupe with her husband, Mr. Hushang Tuzi. They performed in Farsi for Iranian audiences. Ms. Agdashloo has played in several television series and many American movies. In 2004, she was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in the movie House of Sand and Fog. And in 2009, she was honored with an Emmy Award for Outstanding Supporting Actress. In addition, Ms. Agdashloo is a committed and vocal supporter of equality for all people. Our appreciation for sharing your distinguished gifts, Ms. Shore Agdashloo. May you be blessed with a happy birthday with loved ones.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Mongolia. Starting in January, hundreds of thousands of Mongolians were struck by extreme cold and blizzards, with temperatures dropping to minus 40 degrees Celsius or more. At least 4 human lives were lost, and government officials, who made appeals for emergency food relief for the isolated villagers, continued to ask for help into the spring, as the herding communities suffered destitution.
Thank you. With heartfelt condolences and her prayers, in January, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated approximately $10,000 and asked that our Mongolian Association members to please go help the most desperate.
Our association's relief team from Mongolia brought emergency vegan food supplies to vulnerable families in the Bayanchan Mani Sum, or county, of Tov Province, with the help of local officials. The relief team's aid to the livestock herding families who did not even have warm shelter then continued with the building of sturdy traditional houses.
After being informed about the vegan way to protect themselves and the planet, many decide to be vegetarian and seek other livelihoods such as plumbing and carpentering. Our association's relief team worked with them over time, providing tools for plumbing and carpentry, as well as vegetable seedlings and skills so they could subsist on their own food gardens.
In gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai's assistance over the past months, the local governor also declared May 12th of each year as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day. In an official ceremony, Bayanchan Mani County Governor Batmunk personally presented a certificate.
Upon hearing this, Master was very moved and said, "Humbly I thank the Mongolian government. May heaven protect your people in this dire time and beyond." Our appreciation to the governor and other regional officials for your work in bringing aid to fellow citizens. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for our unconditional support, as well as our association's relief team for their dedicated care. Our prayers for the Mongolian people's stable and brighter future, and that such extreme weather subsides as we join in more caring stewardship of our shared planetary abode.
Quakes rattle Indonesia and the U.S. On Friday, May 7th, a magnitude 5.1 earthquake shook Indonesia's East Nusa Tenggara province as it hit 35 kilometers southwest of Kupang. That afternoon, another 6.0 magnitude tremor struck North Sulawesi province, its epicenter 260 kilometers southeast of Tahuna. The nation's south-central province of West Nusa Tenggara was shaken the next day by a quake measuring 5.9 on the Richter scale and centered 68 kilometers northwest of Rabah. That same morning, two quakes rumbled in San Diego County in California, USA, temporarily halting train services. The first, measuring 4.8 magnitude, struck 11 miles southwest of Sealy, while the second, measuring 4.7, struck the same area just 13 minutes later. There were fortunately no reports of significant damage or injury, and no tsunami warnings issued for any of the quakes. We are grateful for the safety of the Indonesian and American people as we pray that such potential disasters are alleviated through our striving for kinder and more eco-considerate ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
African Economic Forum, widely attended in Tanzania. The 20th World Economic Forum on Africa brought together 13 heads of state from across the continent, as well as more than 1,000 participants from 85 countries in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Held in partnership with the African Development Bank, the meeting concluded with calls from leaders such as Tanzania's President Kikwete for widespread economic transformation. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma encouraged Africans to have confidence and be the change they want to see, while Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga affirmed the need for more open borders between countries to expand opportunities for all people. Ms. Anna Tibaijuka, Under Secretary General and Executive Director of the United Nations Human Settlements Program, or UN Habitat, highlighted Africa's wealth of human resources, mentioning in particular the continent's youth, who comprise 60% of the population. An example of youth entrepreneurship came from Ms. Catherine Tweedy, Director of Africa for the World Economic Forum, who stated that a new Young Global Leaders Fund had been set up to finance solar lamp entrepreneurs. Our sincere congratulations, all decision makers and participants of the 20th World Economic Forum, for your fruitful meeting. May your forward-thinking initiatives bring flourishing, prosperity and happiness to the beautiful African continent and her people.
Celebrity chef adopts Meatless Mondays in support of the growing global Meatless Mondays campaign. Famed American chef Mario Batali has committed to provide at least two vegetarian options every Monday at each of his 14 restaurants, which span from New York to Los Angeles across the United States. Chef Batali has also created a special logo to signify and promote the plant-based options. Speaking of his enthusiasm to focus on more veg fare, he said, "Most people in the U.S. eat way more meat than is good for them or the planet." Bravissimo, Chef Mario, for supporting vegetarian choices, and buon appetito to the diners who wisely choose delicious veg culinary creations that benefit our health as well as the planet's.
Swine flu cases in Bangladesh exceed 1,000. On Sunday, May 9th, the Bangladeshi Health Ministry's Institute of Epidemiology, Disease Control and Research announced that 1,015 people in the nation had contracted swine flu, including a 34-year-old woman who succumbed to the disease in April. This new statement comes after 47 cases of the H1N1 flu were confirmed on Thursday, May 6th. Also last week, the nation began its swine flu pandemic immunization campaign with a goal of vaccinating 15.6 million citizens.
Elsewhere in the world, swine flu also continues to plague lives. On May 5th, a 15-year-old girl became Formosa's, or Taiwan, first H1N1 swine flu death recorded in 3 months, while a 40-year-old man recently became the 82nd victim of the illness in Malaysia and in Indonesia. Fatalities rose to 136 as a 4-year-old girl succumbed to the illness. In the United States, two more people perished in the state of Florida in the past 2 weeks alone, with Palm Beach County Health Department Director Alina Alonzo saying, "We want to remind residents that this pandemic continues to claim lives, and unfortunately, the H1N1 virus is still active."
The 2009 H1N1 virus originated in the confined, filthy, inhumane environments in which pigs are raised for slaughter. It spread to people and then mutated into a form that became human-to-human transmissible and has infected an estimated tens of millions of people around the world. Government records approximate over 28,000 fatalities, which are considered a fraction of true numbers.
"We are saddened to know of the suffering and loss due to swine flu in countries like Bangladesh, Formosa, Indonesia, Malaysia, and across the globe. May the dangers of factory farming-borne disease soon be eliminated through the switch to plant-based fare to ensure our personal and planetary health." Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Japan awards Iranian with high honor. Former Iranian ambassador to Japan, Abdul Rahim Govahi, was recognized with the Japanese Order of the Sacred Treasure on Friday, May 7th at the Imperial Palace in Tokyo for his efforts in promoting cultural relations between the two countries. The Iranian diplomat was among five top foreign nationals and 30 Japanese elites who received distinctions presented by Japan's Prime Minister, Yukio Hatoyama. After the ceremony, Mr. Govahi was also able to visit with His Imperial Majesty Emperor Akihito. Having established an Iran-Japan friendship group, the academician, who also authored a book on Shinto tradition, was just the third Iranian researcher to receive this Order of Merit from Japan. Our warm congratulations, Mr. Abdul Rahim Govahi, on your deserved recognition. May your work continue to grace the people of Japan and Iran with shared understanding and friendship.
Save our planet. Nigeria loses islands to the sea. The need to address the rapidly degrading coasts of Nigeria was the main focus of a recent workshop held in Calabar. With the theme Living with Coastal Erosion in Southern Nigeria, the forum was organized by the Federal Ministry of Environment and sponsored by the German nonprofit Heinrich Böll Foundation. Attending regional experts and dignitaries reported that rising sea levels due to global warming have caused some islands in the nation's delta region to disappear, with residents who have been forced to relocate to safer locations.
Meanwhile, Dr. Victor Fodeki, head of a special climate change committee for the Ministry of the Environment, emphasized the vital nature of the nation's islands and regions like the delta as essential areas for living and livelihoods. Also raised at the meeting was a warning given 20 years ago by Professors Chidi Ibe and Benjamin Akpati of the Nigerian Institute of Oceanography and Marine Research, who had reported then that Nigeria was already losing coastal land at an alarming rate. Minister of the Environment John Odei reaffirmed the Nigerian government's commitment to alleviating the risks posed by the coastal loss, while a document presented by the Heinrich Böll Foundation included suggestions such as building barriers along the coast, raising the heights of roads and rail routes, and reforestation with mangrove species. The meeting concluded with a consensus agreement on the high vulnerability of the affected communities as sea levels continue to rise and the need to address the issues at hand.
Our appreciation, Your Excellencies, Heinrich Böll Foundation members, Nigerian government, and all policymakers working to safeguard the precious Nigerian land and her people. Let us all join swiftly in sustainable efforts to halt global warming for the sake of humanity and our ecosphere.
In her concern for humanity's well-being, Supreme Master Ching Hai mentioned, as she has many times, the urgent solution to our Earth's fragile state during an October 2009 video conference in Formosa or Taiwan.
We also do not forget other islands and other countries who are submerging or sinking or disappearing or disappeared because of climate change. My heart is trouble every day, thinking of all these innocent people and all the defenseless animals who have to suffer in this great upheaval we call climate change. But we still have time. We could stop future disaster, returning to compassionate vegan diet and encourage others to do the same. The government has power to do this. I beg all the governments of the world, please do this before it's too late, for the sake of your citizen and your own children as well.
Save our planet. Arab and South American countries pledge cooperation on climate change. Convening in Damascus, Syria, delegates from participating Arab states of Egypt, Kuwait, Lebanon, Libya, Morocco, Oman, Palestine, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Sudan, and Tunisia met with Latin American delegates from Argentina, Brazil, and Chile for the three-day Arab and South American Experts Forum on Developing Scientific and Technical Cooperation.
Participants discussed improved cooperation and increased information exchange through such methods as satellites and other remote sensing devices to collect and review shared climate change data. Egyptian weather forecaster Mustafa Al-Asraj also called for increasing sustainable energy generation in Arab countries from sources such as wind and solar with the help of South American countries' expertise. The forum concluded with the formal signing of an agreement to enhance cooperation between the two regions on climate change.
We sincerely applaud all countries participating in the forum and wish fruitful cooperation between the two regions.
Save our planet. Australian researchers find that reducing nitrogen fertilizer also lessens considerably the agricultural emissions of nitrous oxide, a potent greenhouse gas, thus reducing its impact on global warming.
Save our planet. Saying that they share similar concerns as island nations, Jamaica's Minister of Water and Housing, Honorable Dr. Horace Chang, speaks with visiting Japanese State Secretary for Foreign Affairs, Koichi Takamasa, of his country's commitment to addressing climate change.
Save our planet. In the Channel Islands bailiwick of Jersey, the worst drought in 34 years is threatening to reduce by half the island's renowned potato crop.
Save our planet. The drying up of vital water resources as the Tipakadanahalli Reservoir, which supplies the west side of India's technology capital, Bangalore, has caused severe shortages, forcing residents to pay for drinking water and to endure energy blackouts.
Of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
Tutu and I are following a compassionate plant-based diet. Today, we're going to share a gardening best practice tip.
An economical and green way to start your seedlings is to use cardboard rolls like those found in paper towels. First, make them around 8 centimeters tall and stand them on end in a tray.
Then, fill them with soil and plant your seeds. Water them regularly while they are growing on a windowsill or somewhere near the sunlight.
After the seeds have germinated and are ready to be moved outside or into a larger pot, simply plant them while keeping them in the paper roll. The cardboard will biodegrade and the delicate roots won't be disturbed.
Happy gardening!
Thanks so much for being veg, going green and saving the planet.
Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, Spain helps seed pistachio trees in Afghanistan. The Spanish Provincial Reconstruction Team, PRT, has finished a project of planting the trees in Badghis province in northwestern Afghanistan. It is part of an international Spanish agency of coordination and development program to assist in bringing prosperity to Afghanistan. The PRT will provide technical advice on growing, including methods of organically fertilizing the trees. Our sincere thankfulness, the Spanish Provincial Reconstruction Team and International Spanish Agency of Coordination and Development, for your praiseworthy endeavor. May the gentle people of Afghanistan be graced with abundant harvests of this very delicious protein source on a sustainable planet.
In animal news, a beautiful rabbit inspires children to overcome disabilities. Alina, a delightful bunny who lacks mobility in her hind legs, lives in Israel's Aline Hospital. She has had a device constructed which allows her to get around freely. Seeing how much the brace has enhanced Alina's life provides encouragement to youngsters who are also in need of supportive devices to assist their ability to move. Ms. Kathy Lanyard, Executive Director of the American Friends of Aline Hospital, said, "There is no one who doesn't love Alina, kids, parents, therapists. Our heartfelt gratitude, Aline Hospital, for your precious care of God's children. Bravo, lovely Alina, for giving hope to so many. May both you and all the courageous youngsters have bright futures full of happiness, promise, and cherished friends." Up next on Noteworthy News, chefs gather in Formosa or Taiwan to discuss the importance of providing pure plant-based ingredients. There is a dog at the door. We'll be back. More engaging news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, friendly news for a connecting world. In veg news, chefs gather in Formosa or Taiwan to support the plant-based diet. Over 30 chefs of different vegetarian restaurants from Formosa and China met in Taipei to discuss the importance of providing vegetarian food that contains pure ingredients with no animal products. They suggested that quality certification of vegetarian food is needed to guarantee the rights of the large population in Formosa that have chosen the compassionate diet.
我们也希望说，透过大家彼此的一个交流跟切磋，我们可以提升这个素食的这个品质。对。Mr.
Long Jun, chef of culinary department in Jitai Temple Restaurant in Beijing, China, organized the meeting.
厨师本身它是素食的一个根源，它做得好的话，会有越来越多的荤食者来进来吃素食。
The chefs also stated the significance of promoting the eco-friendly fare in order to protect the planet.
素食也可以把它做得更精致、更美味，让更多不吃素的人 都可以来吃素，因为我觉得现在全球暖化的这个议题大家都已经有意识到了，那我们要怎么样来拯救地球，那我觉得是透过我们改变饮食的方式。
Our earnest appreciation, Mr. Lang Jun, and all chefs for your efforts in ensuring excellent plant-based, earth-saving food is easily available. May vegan restaurants continue to become more abundant for a peaceful world through a compassionate lifestyle.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus, cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock,Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer.Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental.Uses up to 70% of clean water, pollutes most of the water bodies, deforests the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, causes world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption, cowpox from milking cows,bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis.Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Gore, a language spoken in some parts of Cote d'Ivoire and Liberia, entitled Grandpa's Secret.
Mark lad, when you are swank, my good son point, then you are poor with your wicku near you are quine away. Quignon, a moment's rambly a jito. Ne cot padioi, and ye by way, wickle by way, this swank with a messon your mundi. Hein? Do we are clever flowing in a booty or di? Caway unwanted son with blair, we are scaquaica. Ow, moi jay, and your cat can't be a swank with a messon your mustian.We are triambria e woody, a quenru. Tinkle baby, a woo a monkey siae, or second bloomer, or muina mulison.
And now for our viewers' hotline on baked New York vegan cheesecake on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
It looks delicious. Steph from Germany.
So good. Green Echo Gal from USA.
Supportive viewers, nice to hear from you. The vegan cheesecake certainly does look delectable. If people knew how nutritious and tasty animal-free food can be, we are sure everyone would transition to the earth-saving diet. Best wishes for a glorious vegan world with God's abundant blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/heartline. We would be delighted to hear your stories from your area.
May your days be illuminated with heavenly benediction. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Cuban ambassador to Fiji, Jose L. Robina, meets with various Fijian cabinet ministers for discussions of greater cooperation between their countries, including medical care, education, sports, and agriculture.
Visiting the Vatican, Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili meets with His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI, who encourages peaceful coexistence among all faiths and resolution of differences through dialogue and negotiations.
Following a successful operation to remove a benign lung growth, His Majesty King Juan Carlos of Spain is reported to be recovering well.
U.S. researchers find that if farmers in the American Midwest switch from raising livestock to growing fruits and vegetables, $822 million could be generated in regional sales, with 9,300 jobs created and labor income increased by $395 million.
U.S. researchers studying the Mayan city of Palenque, Mexico, discover the earliest known example of engineered water pressure dating back to at least 800 A.D., with one channel directing flow from a spring to a smaller opening 200 feet away.
The Coalition for Consumer Information on Cosmetics, jointly formed by 10 animal protection groups in the U.S., Canada, and Europe, defines cruelty-free standards and promotes the Leaping Bunny logo to denote animal-friendly products.
The United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority, in cooperation with Oasis International Organization, or OIO, performs free medical operations in Somalia to successfully treat post-delivery complications in 30 women.
American pop singer and songwriter Christina Aguilera is appointed Ambassador Against Hunger for the United Nations World Food Program, or WFP.
Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin affirms his country's readiness for dialogue with Georgia toward a goal of restored diplomatic relations.
During a recent televised interview on the U.S.-based sports network YES, former U.S. heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson shares that he has given up meat, eggs, and dairy in favor of the beneficial vegan lifestyle.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.